Platts, episode 33. And man, it has been a jumble. You haven't heard from me in the first couple of weeks of April, except for every single bit of private work I've done for members of this group who have written me and said, help me with this script, help me with this video, I want to talk to you. And I hope you've used me that way. Honestly, I know there's still some appointments coming up, but it's been the best I've been able to do with returning here from what felt literally like an Ironman triathlon. I pushed myself in this launch of Showbiz 2018 harder than ever. I used live video. I used really targeted Facebook advertising, of which I'm having an expert come on and talk to us in the 2018 session. So I hope you'll get into that. There's so much power in there. I got to see the power of it. Many people told me I was just showing up every single place they went with retargeting, and that was good, and it worked. 35 applicants, 30 coming into Showbiz Blueprint 2018, 20% bigger than any group I've done, and it's been something else. I applied these new strategies, and it was remarkable. And what I was reminded about more than anything is it is our only job. As entertainers, as business people, entrepreneurs, whatever we're doing, our only job is to help our prospects make a decision and to be not tied to what that decision is, but literally just to help them make a decision. And it goes along with what I've taught in here about how we don't bend on price. We don't compromise. We find what we need. We find what we want. We propose it. And if it's not a fit, we help them find somebody else. We tell them we hope we can work together at another time. And I was reminded, literally all I got to do was push buttons and help people decide, is this your time? Is this not your time? And in a way, that's the exact spirit of the 90-day money game. So I want to share something that happened in this episode. There's a video down below where you can see it in action, but it was very powerful. So I'm doing exactly what I ask you guys to do. Keep experimenting, keep testing, keep trying, put techniques into work and do them. And the risks paid off big for me. I mean, I think I spent $1,000 total in Facebook advertising, was told that I was literally everywhere, got more thank you emails for my emails than I actually have ever seen in my life because of how I was writing them and how I was showing up. And I'm going to share all that with you here. No PowerPoint on this one. I want to just keep this one a little more pointed. So what happened was I did this crazy video, and I think it was probably about 2 weeks ago. I was in there cleaning out my office. I had a new floor put in my office, so everything came out. There were all these big file cabinets, and inside of the file cabinets was a lot of old Raspini papers, contracts, postcards, posters, books, magazines, job sheets where we fielded offers that came into our office, check deposit stubs. And I just decided to turn on the camera and point it at me and go through some of the stuff. At first, I had no idea really why I was doing it. There was no like direct call to action. There was no reason to do it. Except the only reason I thought of is I want to have this before I junk all this stuff. I want to just have it on camera so there's shots of it, at least some memories of it. So I broadcast it live on the Showbiz Blueprint open page where I was using to do live videos throughout the launch. And what happened was really out of control. The comments I got from that one, the feedback, the direct emails, the people joining the program. What it did was it acted as a form of accidental authority. I mean, literally going through and just saying, here's the first time I did a trade show, or here's when I was on tour with this person. Here's the contract for a $15,000 gig. Tell a little story about it. And what it made me realize is that power of and I feel like an idiot for not knowing I could have done that. It seemed just like such an obvious thing. And then I also feel like I'm glad I didn't know, because I didn't want to carry that energy into it, and I didn't. And I want to see if I can do it again. I'm going to be doing some of these in the sugar-free world, and I'm encouraging Amy, who took over 30 Days Sugar-Free, to just start using this accidental authority piece. So where this comes back and ties into you and the Platinum, the 90-Day Money Game specifically, and then moving forward, can you use some sort of accidental authority to get that in front of top ideal prospects? Either by posting it on LinkedIn, here's an interesting thing that just happened to me, and having it be a short, concise video about some client you worked for, some realization you had on stage, something you said to a client that helped their sales. Really, it's up to you and your market. What are they looking for out of you, and what experience do you have that you can accidentally show them, or just tell it in the form of a story that sends the message that lets them Picture you inside of their organization, at their wedding, at their private party, speaking to their group, performing at their award ceremony. What is it that you can do that will allow them to see a glimpse of what they could have through a story that you're telling? It's powerful. I want you to watch the video down below. Know that there were no triggers built into it. There was nothing I planned. And what it turned out being for me was something that probably brought more people to register for Showbiz Blueprint than anything I've ever done. And it wasn't a scripted video. It wasn't a thing that I did as a launch video. Something I went through and carefully wrote all the triggers for and did all the releases of content, the share, show, sell stuff. Wasn't any of that. It was just grabbing the camera and doing it. Granted, it was too long, but I was cleaning out 30 years of material and memorabilia, and I just knew it was interesting to that market. So I just want to encourage you to let's see how we can shrink it down, what we can do to put people in that place where they could see something through a story you can tell. All right, next episode of this thing, it'll come out early next week. I'm going to look at something I encouraged you guys to do a while ago, which was to make a brief commercial message and get it in front of as many possible clients that you could ever imagine. I'm going to show you a couple examples of group members of our group who did it, and I can't wait to share them with you, and we'll actually maybe get a chance to talk to some of them and hear what's happening and how they're getting it out there. All right, episode 33, and use me again. I know this month has been slim on my appearance. There will be 4 podcasts. They're just being crammed in, and I want you to really double down and slam the pedal to the metal in the final couple weeks here of the 90-day money game. It ends May 5th, I believe, at the day we're ending this, and the smart money will go into another one, right? Watch all these podcasts we did again and go into another one. And in May, we'll pick up. The Platinum Club is going through the end of July. Got content planned for all that. Things were going to escalate up a little bit, doing it in conjunction with Showbiz Blueprint. So a lot of balls in the air and scraping off all the cream of the top to share with folks who are investing in themselves in the Platinum Club. And please use me. I'm on calls with people. I'm writing copy for some people. I'm having my son make videos for some people. Really, if you have something that's holding you up, get in touch with me about it this month. I'm willing to grab the phone, the Zoom line, and get on and talk with you about this stuff. Thanks for your patience throughout this month. It's been a huge learning, and that's what we always aim to do, right? Just keep on growing. All right, episode 33. Watch the video below, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.